Hello, Encyclopedia. I'm the idiot. Today's top story, Florida flooded by global warming, SeaWorld ironically left above water. Irony was salty for residents of Florida this past week, as global warming flooded most of the state. Despite having survived multiple hurricanes, droughts, a famine, attacks by marauding pirates, and multiple recounts, Florida sank into the Atlantic Ocean after finally meeting its match. Global warming! As anyone who has seen that boring movie by that guy who was almost president knows, global warming can strike at any time to make water levels go up by melting all the ice. So if one day you have ice in the freezer, but the next day it's gone and your cottage by the sea is underwater, and your spouse and kids are dead, you know why. As residents of Florida fled high ground to escape from the rising water levels, they soon found themselves trapped in the only high ground in the area, which had now formed an island. Ironically, this high ground was SeaWorld, the ocean-related theme park, and perhaps the only place in the state that wouldn't have minded getting a bit wet. Said Australian Sea Star trainer Zeke Lacey, "We really found it very amusing, being the only ones left above water. Now we can charge even more for parking than we did before. I smell a wet raise in my future." So far, Zeke has been right. Parking costs have nearly tripled in the past 3 days, as Florida's landmass shrunk and SeaWorld was cut off from the mainland U.S. Lacey also mentioned now all the fish at SeaWorld tend to stare longingly at the ocean, being so close yet so far away from their actual homes. Lacey, however, doesn't seem to think this will daunt the park owners. "That giant whale Shammy doesn't seem to want to do his tricks anymore either, but once you wave a dead fish at it, it's jumping around splashing the audience just like before. Such a retard." Although many other theme parks in the Orlando area were left mostly above water, including Disney World and Universal Studios Adventure, SeaWorld is currently by far the driest. All of the other theme parks were built on what was originally swampland, and the water table quickly rose, causing them to become swamps yet again. Although now they are swamps that are tons of fun for the whole family, according to the Orlando Board of Tourism. According to the most recent visitors, however, they are really just swamps that are very expensive to visit. I'm the Unidiot, and this is UNnews.